It's 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We're at 45 degrees here in central Minnesota. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on your FM dial. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And like I said, it is our 222nd program of Musicians Come and Play. And we have our guest on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line and bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Rick Keene. Rick, how are you doing?
Good morning. Fine, thank you, Si. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Awesome. And Rick, where are we speaking to you right now? You're Wheeling, huh?
I just finished up two church services. My brother's a pipe organist in the west edge of the cities, and now I'm on my way to the Glencoe to play at the Playmore Ballroom this afternoon. I've got to pick up Myra Muehlbauer on the way to Glencoe.
All right, and who are you working with? What's the band today?
Today it's Chris Kelchin and the Riverbend Dutchman.
That's awesome. And yeah, I pulled up Chris's most recent CD, and I happened to see your picture inside the cover, so you've been working with Chris for quite a while, huh?
Yes, I have. I'm not good at remembering all the years, but I didn't start with them right from the very beginning, but close to it.
Okay, very good. Well, a lot of folks, including myself, don't know much about Rick Keene. And so, first of all, tell us where you're born and raised and a little bit about yourself.
I'm born and raised in a little town called Pine Island. We are just north of Rochester, like Albany is north of St. Cloud. I worked all my life in that small town. I'm now retired, and I'm just enjoying myself playing in lots of different groups, playing in churches and some swing bands and some old-time bands, and playing in a pit orchestra for the Rochester Civic Theater this next few weeks.
All right. And what do you play, Rick?
I'm a trumpet player, trombone. Play flugelhorn and occasionally tuba.
Wow, so pretty much a brass player then.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a woodwind man at all.
I was going to say those reeds, they don't fit your mouth, huh?
No, they don't.
I have the same trouble. I was a trumpet player as well, and somehow the reed just wasn't the same fit for my embouchure, so. good. Well, when did you get started playing, Rick? Were you just a youngster, grade schooler, or when did you get started?
I started out in like all little kids do in grade school. Started out playing in the band. I suppose it was fifth grade, and I started playing with our local high school band, junior high, then high school band, and really liked it. And Ray Sands came to one of our summer band concerts one evening, and brought his music along, and we played along with him while he played accordion. And a couple weeks later, he called looking for a substitute. And surprisingly enough, my mother said yes, and I was 14 years old, and played my first dance job with the Polka Dots in Pine City, Minnesota, which is 140 miles from Pine Island, and played with the Polka Dots full-time ever since. The guys used to have to come and pick me up because I wasn't old enough to drive.
Neat story, you bet. Rick, are you married and family at all?
Yes, I've got a lovely wife and two lovely children. We all live right in a little town of Pine Island.
All right. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Jean. Got a son, Riley, daughter, Jillian, and three little grandsons, ages 2, 4, and 6.
Awesome.
They're busy.
Awesome. Any music besides yourself and the family? Anybody else doing any music?
My wife is a music teacher.
Uh-huh.
Full-time.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife.
Awesome. All right. So having grown up in taking band in school and that, obviously you learned to read notes. That pretty much the way you play then? Or are you able to play?
Well, I do. In Chris's band, we pretty much do everything by ear.
Uh-huh.
Some other bands I do pretty much by ear. Other bands I read music.
Sure.
I used to play in a band called the Chatfield Brass Band.
Oh.
And we did, at that time, we did nothing but circus marches.
Oh, sure.
And then I also played in a group called the Windjammers.
Okay.
That recorded circus music because this group feels that circus music is being lost. And I played with them for quite a few years recording circus music. So, of course, you read all of that. And that music is a real challenge for a lead trumpet player.
Absolutely. You bet. Well, you know, you mentioned Ray Sands, and we had Ray on as our guest last week. And Ray was
having,
he had a little difficulty because at his age and trying to hear like this over the air, over the phone, and obviously, and you're probably picking it up right now, you don't get the best reception or the best connection as you do off the air talking one-on-one over just the phone set. So he was having a little bit of trouble. And actually, his wife, Sue, did part of the interview with us then as well. And but quite a fellow, huh?
Oh, Ray, yeah, Ray's a great guy. You know, he's been playing steady since 1949 when I first started with the band. 20 years after the band had got going, we were still playing 3-4 nights a week. You know, sometimes 4 or 5 gigs on a weekend. And yeah, Ray's a go-getter.
Oh, I guess. And that probably, what, middle 80s or something like that?
I think upper 80s.
Upper 80s and still still booking jobs like he's a 20-year-old, huh?
Yeah, and you know that hearing business, you know, from playing in the band all those years and milking cows and farming farm machinery without mufflers and so on and so forth, you know, it takes a toll.
It does, that's right. But he's still a wonderful musician and obviously can still hear well enough to fit in with the band and all of that. So you guys, you're still active with him then, still playing whenever they have work then too as well, huh?
Oh, yeah. We played the last Saturday night, I think, in Owatonna.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
we played a week ago Saturday night in Owatonna, yeah.
Ah, neat, neat. All right. Well, I'm sure over the years you've rubbed elbows with a lot of great musicians. Have you sat in with bands like the Brigands, you know, Gary and the Ridgeland Dutchmen or Brian Brigand or any of those bands at all?
No, I've never sat in with them. In the late 80s, early 90s, I sat in with the Whoopi John Band for a while when Vern Steppel was running the band.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But I've never played with the Brigands.
Okay.
I've had a couple chances to play with Molly and her dad, but the scheduling just didn't work out. So,
sure.
But I do play with a lot of other different bands to fill in here and there. Jerry Cale and I were having this conversation a while ago, and he was up over 40 bands, and I think I counted him up one time, and I was just over 30.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I would imagine maybe like the Wendingers, you've sat in with them?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Are you old enough to go back to Elmer Scheid and Fez and any of those bands, Six Fat Dutchmen?
I never was lucky enough to sit in with them.
All right.
Nope. I remember going to their dances.
Okay.
And I remember hearing the band, but I was never able to sit in with them.
Well, that was my next question, what I was going to ask. When you weren't working, who were some of the bands that you did enjoy going out to see? Or, you know, back in the days, and I'm sure you're probably about the same age as I am, back in the days when I wasn't working too, we enjoyed going to dances to hear other bands. And, of course, I was up here in the St. Cloud, Minnesota area, but you being further south there. So who were some of the bands that you would travel to see then?
Well, Whoopi John, Jolly Lumberjacks,
oh yeah,
Six Fat Dutchmen,
yeah,
and the other bands that you mentioned, especially the Lumberjacks.
Okay,
yeah, they were really good. But you know, when you play that many nights a week, you don't have a chance to either play with other bands or to go out very much either.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And I think probably you were busier than I was back in my going out years there before I was married. The Jolly Lumberjacks would come up into our area quite frequently. They'd come up to the Richmond Riverside Coliseum here in Richmond, Minnesota, and the fairgrounds, probably the fairgrounds, but also the Granite City Coliseum in St. Cloud. And boy, I tried never to miss them. When I wasn't working and they were in the area, we would go out and see them because Clem and the gang there, boy, they were a class act.
Yes, they were a really, really good band. I knew a few of the fellas that played in the band.
You bet, you bet. I always thought it would have been fun to sit in with that group, their library and everything. My goodness, they were, boy, everything was dotted and T's crossed on that group.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been a challenge.
Yes.
I sat in quite a bit with Wally Pickle for a while, too, and there was a fun band to play with. Oh, my gosh, what a great bunch of guys, and just a lot of fun.
I can believe that. You know, we had Wally on the... Wally was our very first guest here on Musicians Come and Play way back 222 shows ago. He was the first guest, and I called him, told him I had this idea to start this show, and he thought that was just great. Well, he had trouble hearing as well over the air, and so we accomplished the first show. But then when I asked him a year or two later, he said, you know what, I'm going to come up there in person. It's just a lot easier to talk if I can look at you, and because he'd actually kind of read your lips. If he couldn't hear as well, he could still figure out what you're saying by, you know, reading your lips. And so we had Wally on two more times before he passed away. So, yeah, another great guy.
He was such a personable guy. He'd be the guy that'd want to be right there talking to you, too.
Absolutely.
And I took a trip to Hawaii with Wally and his band once.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah, we had a great time over there.
Oh,
I think his band took two or three trips over there. I was along and played on one of them.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Rick, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in Central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and close out the show with you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Alrighty, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, and flipping the page on the calendar this week, it's now going to be December this week, which means the holiday season is underway with all of the parties, get-togethers, activities, and events that come with this time of the year. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you with all sorts of food and meat ideas to center your gathering around. There is bulk Christmas candy, one of the largest selections found in Central Minnesota, all packaged to grab and go. From the ever-popular meat and cheese trays to a roaster full of one of our award-winning sausages, you can try some of our homemade deli-sliced roast beef, which comes with the au jus. Our sliced off-the-bone ham is great on a tray, in a sandwich, or it can be warmed as the main course. We've already made several batches of our famous and traditional holiday sausage by request of the Thanksgiving travelers who were here for Thanksgiving and won't be returning before the Christmas holiday. For the more formal events, one of our already seasoned prime rib roasts, the possibilities are endless when you stop in or call the St. Joe Meat Market on behalf of your activity. As always, for more prices or information, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you and yours for a safe and fun-filled holiday season from Harvey and Carol and the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Rick, for being our guest on the program, we started this way back in the beginning. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you get it and enjoy it with your family and friends around you in good health. How's that for you?
Well, thank you. That's just absolutely wonderful. A belated Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas to you all.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. So, you mentioned you're playing at the Playmore in Glencoe. Great venue to play today. Can you mention a few of the other great places, ballrooms that you've been in and experienced over the years?
Oh, we used to play at the Surf in Clear Lake. We played at the Turp in Austin, the Playmore in Rochester, the Prom in downtown Minneapolis. What's the name of the one in La Crosse? I can't remember. I can't remember that. The Majestic Ballroom, of course, in Cottage Grove.
Oh yes.
The Bel Ray.
Yeah.
There in Moundsview. Lots of ballrooms. Skyline Ballroom in Red Wing, coldest spot in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
lots of places.
Uh-huh. Oh yes. Rick, what do you play for a trumpet? What brand have you got?
I have a custom made horn made by Edwards, which is an offshoot of the Getson company. So call it a Getson horn.
Oh, okay. All right. And is that the only one that you carry along to the job? So if you're going to play tuba, you play somebody else's horn, or what do you do there?
No, I've got three horns in the trunk of the car with me right now. I've got a trombone and a flugelhorn. I always play flugelhorn.
Okay.
And trumpet. Today, Jens Jensen and I will switch off between flugelhorn and trumpet, and Myron will play trumpet and tenor with us, and then we play trombone too.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you're mentioning some great names there. Jens Jensen has been on the program with us, and of course Jens goes back to the days of Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchmen. Did you ever get a chance to sit in with those guys?
I did not. Love to hear them. Yeah. Love to go to their dances. Never had a chance to sit in with them.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Well, I know time is running short here, and you need to get off to the job there, Rick. But I always ask each and every guest about this time of the program to think back over their career. And, of course, you've had a longer one and a good one. Any event or any experience that stands out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise, that you might want to share with the listeners that might be memorable at all?
Well, I guess one of the memories we had was with, you know, the playing with the Polka Dots. We'd played at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., went over to Europe a couple times. But I met my wife on one of those Polka Dot trips in Kitzbühel, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
She was from a little town named Cannon Falls right near us, and she and her sister happened to go on the trip, and I met her and married her, and we've been married for over 35 years.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. That's a great experience, you bet. Talking about Ray Sands again real quickly there and the Polka Dots, they used to play regularly a place called the American House, did they not?
Along with... I don't know that. I know Whoopi played there a lot.
Yeah, Whoopi John
did.
Know
how much...
Yeah,
I don't know how much the Polka Dots played there. What did Ray tell you last week?
You know, I don't. I never did get that out from him. He didn't understand that question. But
okay.
It was either the American House or there was. I thought there was some place in the Twin Cities that he played every Sunday night for 30.
The Prom and the Marigold were real popular with
places
for the Polka Dots to play. Both of those places.
Okay, maybe I got that wrong then. It might have just been Whoopi John that did that American House thing, and I was thinking that Ray did it too. So we'll verify that down the road sometime at another occasion. So
all righty.
So at any rate, well, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, Rick. But I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I always tell each and every listener, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road again. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Well, that'd be wonderful. And again, thank you to you, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Well, very good, Rick. We're going to let you run. You guys have a great afternoon playing for all the listeners, and we have a lot of listeners in this area that get down to Glencoe. So hope you have a great afternoon.
Great. Yeah, tell them to come on up and say hello.
Well, alrighty. So we'll talk to you soon then. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
There he goes, Mr. Rick Keene, our 222nd guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And that now takes us to 7 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 46, our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We're going to have music coming up by both Chris Kelchin and the Riverbend Dutchman and the Polka Dots. Don't go away.